Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Yeah, I might be back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do when you get there. You can read some of the stories we've recently posted. And not just the stories we posted. I mean, look, there's a lot of good stuff up there, including, you know, links to the articles, links to the shows we've just done or in the middle of doing. So, again, as I always like to say, get involved and get engaged. Get a clue, as we say. You know, if you head up to my website, you can get an email blast. We do it once a week, let you know what's going on. It's up there. You can't miss it. Matter of fact, if you can miss that mail button, you know, the newsletter button, maybe you shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. We were dealing with some of the, in the last hour, dealing with some of the faith issues, religious issues, if you want. And, you know, when you talk about these crackdowns of churches, you can't sing, bad thing to do, terrible, you're gonna spread the virus. Except if you're, you know, protesting. Maybe, I think Brad was right. Maybe they should have a protest up on the worship stage. And that way there, they won't stop and they won't even come by. But, you know, these crackdowns at churches, they have so much more to do with just the virus. And, you look at guys like Gavin Newsom, they hate churches. Well, he hates religion. I'd even say he hates God, if you hear him talk. Now, Matt Staver's the founder of Liberty Council. He told Todd Starnes that the widespread state crackdown on church services during an election year, well, they're saying it's due to the coronavirus fears. Could be rooted in some political calculations, too. Remember, you know, people are petrified with this. Staver considered how Democrat governors have spoken out in praise of anti-police protesters who do little to observe social distancing while targeting places of worship. Now, we've talked about this a million times on the show, so there's nothing new for you guys. Now, he said a lot of these buildings that hold services also hold social services where an unlimited amount of people are able to attend. But once you label it a religious service, now that's where the problem comes. Right? Now, Todd Starnes, the host of the radio program, he believes that it's about shutting down and marginalizing the churches, you know, ahead of the 2020 election. They know that the church is going to be the driving force behind the election. There's so many, you know, I said it last year. One of the big issues, one of the big problems that they're going to have, the libs are going to have, one of the big issues is going to be abortion this year. They're going to vote for people that are not necessarily, quote-unquote, pro-choice, but pro-life. Yeah, because say choice, because why don't you choose life for your baby? Saber's latest client is Andrew Womack, the pastor of Colorado's Womack Ministries. His ministry announced that it would take legal action starting July 2nd because of the cease and desist order by the state to cancel its Family Bible Conference this summer. Now, this conference is good because, well, there's plenty of them going on, but this conference in particular, right, they're pumping up the family, they're strengthening the family, they're telling you how to keep your family together, how to make your family strong. I've had some of my friends tell me that they believe, and especially now because BLM is involved, it's right on their website, so you're not, I'm not telling you anything new. But some of my friends believe that this is, this whole thing, the protests, the riots, whatever you want to call them, is aimed at breaking up the family, breaking up the norm. Take them out of school, right? Shove them with their family. I say breaking up the family because now they're there all day long. Womack said that the conference has been held annually for the last 20 years. They'll have a little over 1,000 people, right? The auditoriums will fit up to 5,000 people. They will encourage social distancing and mask wearing. He said the ministry was in touch with county officials and followed protocols, even took the temperature of attendees before they entered. He said, we felt good about it, but we got a cease and desist order, Womack said. He admitted the only thing that his ministry did not comply with was the 175 maximum attendance guideline. Well, you got a 5,000-seat auditorium. You want to talk about distancing? And 5,000? I mean, give me a break. Did you do that as well with the protesters? Did you keep them that far away? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I don't think so. I know you didn't. You know, think about something. Why are they afraid of 5,000 Christians getting together, worshiping God, right? Peacefully worshiping God, not setting anything on fire, praying to God for peace in the country, for things to get back to the norm, right? To help us right the wrongs. Why would they be afraid of that as opposed to 5,000 people in the streets of New York or Chicago or wherever, Seattle, setting police cars on fire, smashing windows, burning down buildings? What's to be upset about? I'm just curious. Go visit your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding.
We are back. You listen to the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of, you know, the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show and sending me emails, being involved, being engaged. Just amazing. Let me just go to the phones. I feel bad that some people have to hang during the break and that kind of stuff. Ed from Washington, always a pleasure to hear from you, Ed. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I was kind of looking into all these riots that are going on, and my opinion is that all of these riots that are going on are essentially helping the Democratic Party and all their supporters eliminate what the party's intention is, along with any evidence of their history of what their party actually represents. Because out of sight, out of mind, and they can continue to rewrite history because there won't be any presence for that history to remind anybody of what the party actually stands for.
Yeah, do you wonder why they even bother rewriting history? Most of these kids that you see out there don't even know what they're doing. They don't know anything about history. Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, they don't know anything about these guys. Why rewrite it?
Well, I periodically will go into the schools and I'll look at the text of what's being taught in regards to global history and us. And I found that most times, not all the time, but most of the times, it's a negative portrayal of the of our country compared to even our enemies that have attacked us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've read some of the history books that they try to push on us. You read some of the articles, I mean, some of the chapters in there about how we were the aggressors when it came to Japan. You know, we went and, you know, and dropped bombs over unnecessary on two cities. We killed hundreds of thousands of people, and we didn't need to do that to end the war. Because, you know, they're all war experts now. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, well, I was looking through one book, and it showed pictures of Japan, cherry blossoms and girls in kimonos, and then it gave reference to the Americans, and all it showed was the photographs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the bombing, and they even put in the text how the diminished size of the president, they actually used the word diminished as a social commentary on his size, was the one that promoted the idea of using this bomb.
Wow. It never stops, but that's where I keep telling parents they need to step up, they need to get involved, they need to read what their kids are bringing home, they need to ask their kids what they're learning and what classes, so you can fix it, so you can straighten it out. Anyway, Ed, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good night. All right, so... You know, he's right. I mean, I've been railing on this for a long time. I know some of you are tired of hearing it, but it really is something we need to do. We really need to get engaged and involved in our kids' education, grandparents, parents, and so on. You got to be there. You got to make sure that you're helping those kids understand what's right, what's wrong. I did it with one of my granddaughters. I read her book that she brought home, and I don't remember... Tammy probably would have remembered, but I don't remember exactly what the story was about. But it was not, I think it was about the Civil War, and it was not giving the true information. So I ended up reading it with her and saying, well, you know, this is a little off because. Now here's Grandpa sitting there with her that I hope she believes and she trusts. Now's the time to get them. Now's the time to start turning that for them. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, we're talking about Andrew Womack. We're talking about I still attack him. Listen, I've been telling you this for a long time. I ain't going to stop anytime soon. And these crackdowns that you're seeing on churches, it ain't because they want to keep us safe. And it's because they want to keep us healthy. You have a church where 1,000 people show up on a regular basis every Sunday, or had. And all of a sudden you can tell they could only have 175 people. Really? They'd have to have 5 services. They'd have to have 10 hours worth of services on a Sunday in most cases. But there are churches out there that haven't given up, won't give up. I know some in particular that have had services every single Sunday since they were told to shut down. See, that's the thing that non-believers, people don't believe in a God and a higher power, don't get. They do not get that we believe that God can protect us. They don't get that we've been told to pray against certain things. These things aren't supposed to make it so that we can't move, that we can't worship, we can't pray, we can't be wherever. We're never meant to be isolated. God never meant us to be an isolated society. And then you guys haven't come up, you guys that run this place. You haven't come up with anything solid that says, we need to do this solidly for 6 weeks, and this will be over. No. And you're screaming about these deaths going up, or the coronavirus having, you know, being worse than we thought it was going to be, and coming back again. Yada, 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 yada. without any proof, any real proof. Womack agreed and said that we just felt like we had a First Amendment, and like you said, they're having protests and riots everywhere. They don't enforce any of that. Why are they enforcing ours? Church is one of the cleanest places around. Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, he declared a state of emergency in March, issued more than 100 executive orders. Right? Wow, that's a lot. He said, I think one speaker said, I think that Governor Polis' people are good people. They work really hard, but the legislators aren't involved in this. Not good. Everything you read is the governor is deciding on his own to do these things, and that's a dictatorship, not a democracy, not a republic. Staver went on to say the governments have been discriminatory when it comes to church and Bible study services for a long time. I know that to be true as well. Governor Polis had not only allowed the protests, including some members of the Denver Broncos, who spoke at the protests. My sports fans. Let's see, you love the country more than you love your sports? I'm not going to make a poll or anything. You know who you are. You know, and the governor pointed to the, referred to the protesters. Not possible for them to stay at home. Got to be out to be protesting. Wow. I mean, really, just wow. Why not grab these people that are unemployed, slightly employed, whatever? You know, let's pull their unemployment check if they're out there protesting on a regular basis. Because some of them are getting money. Even if it's a little. I wouldn't say some. A lot of them are getting money. So I'm with your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus after months of downplaying its severity while deaths mounted rapidly inside the country. The 65-year-old right-wing populist, who has been known to mingle in crowds without covering his face, confirmed the results while wearing a mask and speaking to reporters. He did say he is taking hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that he, like President Donald Trump, has been promoting. Brazil is the world's sixth biggest nation. It's also one of the outbreak's most lethal hotspots. More than 65,000 Brazilians have died of COVID-19, and over 1.5 million have been infected. Both numbers are the world's second highest totals, behind those of the United States. Other world leaders who have had bouts with COVID-19 include British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Prince Charles, Prince Albert II of Monaco, and Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're spending time paying attention, being involved, being engaged. I don't know what a Mamma Jam is. And don't you write me. I don't need to know what it is. If it doesn't pay me anything, not interested. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. You know, again, we're talking about some of the things that are going on in the churches, or against the churches, I should say. We are not, you know, when I talk about church persecution, I'm not talking about the stuff that they're going through back in the Middle East. You know, being beheaded, having hands cut off, that kind of stuff. But for what we're used to, what we do 5 days a week, or 7 days a week, I should say. Right? It is different. And we don't understand it because, you know, we've always had to figure it out. My aunt has said it, that the problem is that we have way too much freedom. And we've enjoyed our freedom for so long, we don't know what it's like to have it almost taken, let me say that in English, almost taken away. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So many stories. You really just don't know where to start most of the time. The Maxwell... my God, she is going to be somewhat petrified. Hey, they couldn't keep Epstein safe in that jail, and he has money. Maxwell hires the former prosecutor who helped bring down drug-keeping Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to try to get her off of the sex child trafficking charges. Boy, there's a good question to ask. I know she was deeply involved. She should do the right thing and just give up the circle. But would you guys give her immunity? I mean, I got to ask you, would you give her immunity if you were going to take it and, you know, with some kind of caveat to it? Lifetime on parole or something, I don't know. If she would solidly turn evidence against 25 of the biggest names she's got, and they have to be, it, you know, it has to fit certain criteria. Right? I think I would. If I could get what I was looking for, I think I would. Recent court filings of the 58-year-old British media heiress show that she is being repped by Christian Everdale. He spent more than a decade as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Everdell's bio notes that he and his team were awarded the True American Hero Award by Federal Drug Agent Foundation for their work in the investigation and apprehension of the former head of the Sinaloa drug cartel. Now, former colleagues believe that he may use his experience in these kind of cases to get Maxwell to turn on others in Epstein's inner circle. And you know, his inner circle. My God. Can you imagine who's in there? I mean, many of you have written me, you've guessed at it. Don't guess at it. I mean, I want to know for real. Do you know who's in there? Do you think you know who is in there? Because that inner circle is scarier than heck. Has to be. And even the you know, to prove that she does know what she's talking about, she has been around. The young lady that was 14 years old when she was, you know, raped and gang raped over and over again down there. Right? She has said, I know who Maxwell is. And she was part of it. You know, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Maxwell was busted on a 6-count Manhattan federal indictment for allegedly recruiting underage girls for Epstein. Now, the article says who killed himself. No. How about this? Who died suspiciously in his jail cell. I mean, this is as ridiculous as, yes, he committed suicide by stabbing himself 17 times in the back. You know, one bullet to the head, they killed themselves. The problem is that the gunpowder was in the back of the head where he couldn't reach it. Think about it. Maxwell was moved to a Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where inside they say they're taking every measure possible to make sure she cannot meet the same fate as her former, you want to call him a lover? How about we call him a luster? What do you think about that? Yes, luster. All right? That simple. But that's how I look at it. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, she's got all these names. Why not use that to our advantage? Now, I touched on the story earlier tonight, but I think it needs to be told, well, I think more of it needs to be laid out there. How's that? These liberal rights activists signed the open letter calling to an end, they helped foster, they helped pour fuel on the fire of this cancel culture. All of a sudden, they're worried about it. You know why? Because they're coming after them next. Look at J.K. Rowling. They're teed off at her for some of the things that she has said. And now they're blaming it on the institutions as well. At least they're not blaming it on Trump, right? This needed reckoning has also intensified a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to weaken our norms of open debate, tolerance, or toleration of differences. Right? I mean, it doesn't matter what the truth is or what it... So, this is coming from a lefty. Right? As long as you ideologically conform, you're fine. Now, while the letter calls President Trump a real threat to democracy, it also warns that the resistance should not harden into its own brand of dogma or coercion, insisting that intolerant climate has plagued both sides of the aisle. I mean, in other words, don't become them. It's what I keep telling you. Don't become them. The free exchange of information and ideas, the lifeblood of liberty society, is daily becoming more constricted. Well, we have come to expect this on the radical left side. I'm sorry, on the radical right. This is a lefty writing this. Right? Censoredness, I don't even know what that means, is also spreading more widely in our culture. We're becoming more intolerant, especially of those who have total opposite viewpoints. A vogue for public shaming, which is just ridiculous. You can't, we've watched it happen. We've watched it evolve here on this show. We've talked about this a million times. Right? You can't talk about somebody who's obese. You can't mention it. You can't describe it and what it is. Somebody might hear it and get upset. They go on to say that more troubling still is institutional leaders. You know, they're operating in the spirit of panic control or panic damage control. And then they're delivering, you know, or handing out disproportionate punishments instead of considering what they need to do to make the change the behavior. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I'd love to know what you have to say. The letter goes on to say the stifling atmosphere that restricts public debate. We've been saying this for a long time. This is nothing new. If I can't sit and talk to you about it, I can't fix it. I may not even agree with you. You may not agree with me. So what? We can talk it out. You know where I'm coming from. You know it's not hateful. It's an attitude I have, attitude I grew up with, or whatever it is. You know, again, we can't converse. If I'm wearing a red MAGA hat and you're a Democrat in most cases, we can't converse. The hat brings you to your knees. And if you say, no, I'm not too stupid to eat the hat, it's what it represents, why can't you apply that to the flag? The United States flag. It's not the flag. It's not the material, the stitchery, that kind of thing. The flag. It's what that flag represents. It's what what it means to a lot of people. Black and white. Asian and brown. You got to be careful. You have to understand. And we have to make sure our kids know that. Raleigh's been under fire from the viral mob recent weeks for defending the concept of biological sex. In other words, you are, or you is, what your DNA says you is, not what you are. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE. You know, this is just crazy to go to somewhere to happen. One of the most dangerous jails in the country, Men's Central Lockup in Los Angeles. Been around for a long time, built in 1963. It's one of the oldest county jails in California, for sure. And it holds a little over 5,000, right? So, what did they decide? They're going to close it down. And this has been, you know, the craziness of going on in Los Angeles, right? They're doing the non-bail thing, too. And you hear them talk. It's almost like there's a pity for the situation that these convicted criminals are in. Now, do we treat them like dogs? No, I'm not in treating them like dogs. All right, unless they brutally murdered somebody, then we'll talk. And they've got the twin, what they call the Twin Towers jail that they spent buku bucks to build. And that thing sat empty forever, or at least part of it did. But a judge came in and said that these facilities in Los Angeles County were too full. They didn't say, you got to build more jails. No. They said that you got to start letting some of them loose. Some of them go. Just amazing. Now, the towers don't even hold 5,000 like the jail does. The jail, I just told you, holds about 5,200. The Twin Towers, which is also a county jail, it only holds 2,500 max. It usually has about 3,300 in there on a regular basis. And we're supposed to feel bad for them because they're, you know, sleeping on top of each other, so to speak. Well, don't do the crime. It's really that simple. Don't do the crime. You know, it's like, you know, Sheriff Gerard Pyle used to say, who I also believe they stole it from. But it's like he used to say, you know what? You're not entitled to magazine, cable TV, and air conditioning. You're not entitled to anything more than what our men and women, soldiers, are entitled to. Or get. Put it that way. Go ahead and fight that one in court. Let me hear you fight that one out. Those men and women didn't commit any crimes. There's no reason for it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate your time with me. Oh, this is like smorgasbord time. You want me to do a story? Send me a link to it. I don't care. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Got a lot of good stuff, too, coming up in the next hour. And I really, 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 really I'm amazed at what's going on. I mean, across the country, the lawless actually have more rights now than the people that are following the law, the people that are following the rules. And the only way we're going to stop that, you know, I love it now there's a lot of Democrats that are pushing back in California. I got to believe, I got to hope, and I do mean hope, I got to hope that they finally got it. They got who's ruining this state. They got who's tearing this place up. What a bad job the people they've elected are doing. Right? Yeah, let's talk about some of the really, really crazy. Now, you know, I talk about these kids as snowflakes, right? I keep telling you, this is what you've brought up. This is what you've done. Yeah, you've done it. They haven't done it to themselves. There was a petition to push to move or remove offensive figures from campus. And they've been working on this for a long time. Campus reform went on to George Washington University to ask students if they would support changing the offensive and oppressive white men in the crosswalks. Now, some of you have seen that across the country. You see they have the, I don't know, white figure in a crosswalk, you know, on the one on black paint. They went out and said, in an effort to scrub any and all offensive language and symbols on campus, Americans are beginning to question just how far this brand of cancel culture will go. The attitudes have been brewing on campus for years. Campus Forum went undercover at George Washington University. They wanted to see how bad it was. At the time, many students approached by campus correspondent Ethan Kai, they signed a fake petition to change offensive crosswalk lights that show only a white man. Because that's so important. It's such a big deal. And what do they want? They want a white flashing light with a black man in the background? That what BLM wants? BLM doesn't know what they want. Well, actually, they do. They want domination. They don't want to fix anything for the black community. Absolutely nothing. At the time, many students approached by campus correspondent Ethan didn't know they were signing this fake petition. As we students cross the street, we are told by the symbol of a white man when it's okay to cross. That's part of what was stated in the petition. Many students from diverse backgrounds, including the individuals of color, gender-fluid individuals, LGBTQA+, feel oppressed by this white man. Really, the LGBTQ community feels oppressed by white people. That's interesting. Because the black community as a whole, right? Black community as a whole, you know, the family-oriented, you see it. See what they vote for. Right? They're not into it either. They're not into the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community. I'm not just saying that. It's a true statement. Right? And the one woman said, well, I can see, like, I guess some students have a problem with it. So I'll sign that. I mean, these people really don't know. They don't understand. They want to change the signs to have, you know, like a rainbow-colored person. I've never seen a rainbow-colored person, by the way. Rainbow-colored person crossing the street. A transgender. There are transgender colors. A flag in the whole nine yards. It's like blue, pink, white, pink, blue. Then I can't tell if this person is a large person, maybe fat, but it's yellow. Then a brown person. I'm going, are you people serious with this? This is what we're spending tons of money and time on? Are we serious? It's just amazing to me. And it's not going to stop anytime soon, that's for sure. Not unless we stop it. Not unless we make it. No, Harvard has decided to put everything off campus, but they're still going to charge you full tuition. How's that work? Oh, God bless. More black people believe all lives matter than just think, you know, black lives matter. They've actually come out and pushed back on other groups to say, black people, to say that all lives matter. Get over it. And, you know, we want to go back to the Democrats. Do all lives really matter to the Democrats? Do they really? Because the ones that just born don't, no matter what color they are. The ones that haven't left the birth canal don't. I guess they also want to get anything and anybody out of the way that might slow them down. Somebody might believe in God, you know? It's just amazing. We've told that Black Lives Matter movement wasn't a dismissal of all lives, just a focus on the importance of solving the deadly problems that the black community is dealing with, specifically when it comes to their relationship with the police. That would be fair if it truly was the last position. Now, understand, I'm not saying that they're right. I'm saying it would be fair to take a position. Now, according to a Rasmussen poll, when leftists were asked if black lives matter or all lives matter, over 63% said only black lives matter versus 29% who said all lives do. Overall, 30% now say black lives matter, which is up from 11% the last time this question was asked in 2015. Now, as it stands, most Americans still believe that all lives matter, about 60%. But you ready for this? That's why I like all the information. It's down from 2015. In 2015, it was 78%. So they are doing a good job of brainwashing, browbeating, pounding on you to believe the stuff that they're spewing. I have no other name for it. Spewing. Don't let them do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Look, we got another hour coming up for us. Some of you are going away. Catch us online at TheRealSide.com. We'll be back in a little bit.